Now, the Taoiseach has landed himself in a little bit of hot water after his remarks that he's eating less meat to reduce his carbon footprint. Lots of TDs, farming groups unhappy about it. Sandra Higgins from Go Vegan World. Was the Taoiseach right to say what he said?
It's certainly a move in the right direction. But just let me clarify at the outset that a lot of the outrage that's been directed at him has accused him of being vegan. And while, of course, a group like Go Vegan World would love him to be vegan, that's not what he said. There's a lot of confusion in the media and in the public between veganism, which says that it is wrong to use and kill other animals, and a plant diet. Having said that, it's certainly a move in the right direction, for the reason that it acknowledges the link between diet and climate change, principally between animal agriculture and climate change.
But I'm presuming here, and I'm certainly wouldn't want to put words in your mouth, but I'm guessing, Sandra, you were vegan before the issue of climate change arose in relation to, you know, and the impact the beef industry has on climate change, or am I wrong?
Well, I went vegan about 10 or 11 years ago, and climate change was an issue then, but we were burying our heads in the sand, just as we are today. In fact, if you look at what Leo Varadkar has said, he has said that he's reducing animal flesh for reasons of human health and climate change, which shows the astounding complacency of somebody in his position with respect to what we need to do to avoid global warming and a disastrous effects on the planet for everybody, including farmers.
Mm.
You know, farmers have short memories. This summer they nearly went out of business because the combination of the snow and then the drought during the summer, which is directly attributable to climate change, which is in turn directly attributable to animal agriculture, almost wiped animal agriculture out.
Okay, do you have any sympathy for farmers who make their living in the beef industry? Very hard for them to say, actually, do you know what? It's not a great idea. Let's cut down on the old beef production.
My sympathy with farmers lies in the fact that they're being fed false information by those who profit on the backs of them. What we need to do, and what somebody in Leo Varadkar's position needs to do, is to help farmers transition to plant agriculture. The subsidies should be changed so that they're enabled to do that. You know, I remember the outrage in this country when we went computerised, and a lot of people, particularly older people, and a lot of the time older men, they retired because they couldn't face computerising their workplace. And now look at us, we can't do without computers. It'll be the very same for farmers if we subsidise them and support them to change from animal agriculture to plant agriculture. They won't know themselves. The market is driving us in that direction.
Okay. Final question. Danny Healy Ray says, if you're out doing, you know, a tough day's work, in the farm or in the factory or whatever, you need a bit of meat, or you won't get up the next day. What would you say to that?
Yeah, well, it's pathetical, Danny Healy Ray comment. But look, all the World Dietetics Associations are in agreement that a plant diet is nutritionally adequate. We vegans who consume a plant diet, we come from all walks of life. I look after 165 animals there every day, 7 days a week. I know farmers who are vegan. And you only have to look at the wonderful athletes, Olympic-winning athletes, and bodybuilders and wrestlers who consume a plant diet to see that what he's saying doesn't make any sense at all.
Okay, we will leave it there. Thanks indeed for talking to us there. That was Sandra Higgins from Go Vegan World.